see all those images of starving children on the evening news bulletin, what we really want to do is look the other way. That's what we really want to do. But do you ever get this sense that you should be doing something, something good? Because that's what we're going to be talking about today on the program. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of A Different Perspective. I want to share something with you today that I struggled with over a good many years. It's something that God had to deal with in me. A few years back, the church I attended used to collect cans of food to give to the poor. Now, that food went to an inner-city mission, which was miles away from the church, but fortunately, I worked in the city, so I was able to drop it off on a regular basis. Most of the people who came to that mission were homeless men, many of them with drug and alcohol problems, many of them with mental illness. And you know, I never felt comfortable there. I always felt like a fish out of water. Here I was, this well-heeled businessman in a suit, dropping off this food, feeling oh so uncomfortable. And I used to think, what's the matter with me? Why is it that I can't do what these other people do here working at the mission? And for a long time, I felt like a lesser Christian. For a long time, I thought, I'm just not good enough. And for a long time, it stopped me from doing anything more to help the poor. Until one day, God explained it to me. You see, we're all different. I can't do the things that you can do. And you can't do the things that I can do. And it's part of God's plan. I need you, and you need me. It's perfect, really. And for some reason, we compare ourselves with one another. And then we get all dejected by the fact that other people seem to be able to do things that we can't. And so we feel as though we're somehow inadequate. You know, my hunch is that that's why so many people don't do anything for the poor. I mean, I thought about it after a while, this mission. You know, here I'm a businessman. That's my background. That's my culture. How well are these men going to relate to me? Probably not that well at all. See, a whole bunch of people don't do anything for the poor because they just can't see themselves working in a soup kitchen. They don't know where to start. They feel inadequate, and so they resort to masterly inactivity. I want to come back to what we've been talking about this week on the program. The fact that God has an amazing heart for the poor, and he wants, in fact, he demands that you and I get involved with him in serving them, financially, practically. In fact, we can do that at a number of different levels. That's what I want to talk about today, the different ways in which you and I can get involved in this heart of God for the poor. I'm going to kick out some roadblocks to our involvement and show us how each one of us can be involved. Does that make sense? Now, God does have a heart for the poor, and he is outraged when we don't get involved. You've probably heard of Sodom and Gomorrah, cities destroyed in the Old Testament, and the word Sodom is where we get sodomy from. Most people would remember that the reason they were destroyed is because of their great sexual immorality, but have a listen to what God has to say about this city, Sodom. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49. This was the guilt of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters had pride, they had excess of food and prosperous ease, but they did not aid the poor and the needy. That's sobering. We can make all the excuses under the sun, but God wants us involved. And we can do that at a number of different levels. The first one is to think and to pray. I guess it's kind of what we've been doing on the program this week, looking at poverty from a different perspective, getting engaged with it, wrapping our minds around it, and praying. We can push it all away. We can say it's too hard. But if we want to hear God's heartbeat, we have to get engaged and start to pray. Pray for the poor. Not as some optional extra, but as a core part of living a life that honors God. You can't separate the two. Got a Bible? Start searching through what it has to say about the poor. Start thinking and turning it over in your mind and imagining and dreaming. Man, imagine how many lives could be changed if just a few of us started doing that. It's not all up to Bono or the high-profile campaigners. God births so many of his plans in the hearts of simple men and women who'll just dream and hope and think and pray. I just had dinner the other night with a close friend who reminded me of how 4 years ago I told him about this crazy dream I had to reach people with the love of Christ through radio. Programs like these. And today, these programs are reaching millions. Millions each week. It's God's thing. It's what He does when we dream outrageous dreams, when we hope, when we think, when we pray, when we listen to God and see where He's going to take us. That's the first thing. Let His heart become our heart. Let His tears for the poor be our tears. Weep. Experience His pain for those who are suffering and dying. You know what prayer is? Prayer is joining hands with God to get about His business on this earth. You and I can change a world through prayer. A couple I know prayed for me for 18 years. This tough, hard-nosed, selfish businessman to come to Christ, and now God is reaching millions of people each week with His love through this voice. Their prayer had a huge impact, and it's something that any of us can do. The second thing we can do is talk. Do you know there are reasons that poverty exists? Our economic systems are inherently selfish. They concentrate wealth and resources. There's a reason that people are starving, and it's because the rest of us are greedy. Some people are called to take action on that front, the systemic front, to speak to politicians, to become politicians, to influence decision makers, to confront society, to kick off practical action. And that's not always some high-profile dude either. It can be ordinary folk like you and me. About 15 years ago, an English woman is travelling through Africa and she was shocked by the poverty. God gave her a dream about the chains of injustice that held people in poverty and especially the burden of debt that the poorer nations owed to the richer nations. When she got home, she felt she had to get Christians to speak out about the national debts that kept poor nations chained to poverty. That's what started the Jubilee Debt Campaign, which saw the world made aware of the issue of unfair debt, and which prompted nations and huge institutions like the World Bank and the IMF to put plans in place to forgive debts so that nations could start again. The Bible talks about defending the cause of the orphans and the widows and seeking justice for the oppressed. We live in a democracy and have the right to speak out. Let's do it for the poor, the mentally ill, and all the marginalized. We can encourage our leaders to behave rightly. Some people are called to do that. Is that you? How will you know unless you spend time praying and asking and dreaming and thinking? And don't tell me that God could never use you to do something like that. If He can use me to do what I'm doing, I've got to tell you, He can definitely use you to do what He's called you to do. You know, whenever God calls us to do something big and scary, we get scared. Fortunately, we have a big God, and He calls us to do justice for the orphan and the oppressed so that those from earth may strike terror no more. And thirdly, some people, I believe all people actually, God calls us to give to the poor, to provide practical support, financial, emotional, and physically, somewhere to stay, something to wear, a path out of addiction. We've talked about so much this week. Let me ask you something. If God wants to involve each one of us in helping the poor, and He does, what does He want you to do? Do you know? Have you asked Him? Well, my prayer is that over the course of this week, in this series that I've called More Than Enough, you've been touched deep inside somewhere. But not only that, my prayer is that you've been moved to action. Love is something we do, and the poor and needy need our love today more than ever. So let me encourage you now, right now, is the time to start doing something for the poor and the needy. It may be you're in a position to do something practical. It may be you're in a position to give. It may be that you're in a position to do both. And we're all in a position to pray and say to God, Lord, what do you want me to do? What part do you have for me to play? Please, please open your heart to the poor and to the needy, because the mighty Father heart of God beats for them in a special, tender, loving way. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time on Monday as we kick off a brand new series called How to Stop Your Family from Falling Apart.